Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Native pollinators are getting the respect they deserve now that the imported European honeybee populations are in decline. The University of Georgia has a fact sheet on pollination titled Establishing a Bee Pasture, which focuses on field borders, unproductive acreage, and woodland edges. But we can mimic these practices in our yards with minor adjustments. They give suggestions for three types: a single-year design based on annuals, a multi-year installation that combines reseeding annuals and perennial herbaceous and woody shrubs. But I want to downsize my side yard into one called permanent productive. If you join me and plant trees and woody shrubs that will live 50 or more years, our efforts can support bees, flies, butterflies, and moths for generation after generation. Fall is the best time to plant, so let's get started. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.